Hi there. As humans, we inherited our nature, which is the flesh, from Adam. When God created Adam, he created Adam a natural man. And a natural man has a natural mind. Now, the word natural means carnal. So I ask you, did God create Adam with a carnal mind? Again, did God create Adam with a carnal mind? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? Before we proceed, let's review. In part one, the question was asked, did God create Adam a godly man? And the answer was no. God did not create Adam a godly man, for to be godly is to be spiritual. And 1 Corinthians 14:46 tells us that God did not create Adam spiritual. God created Adam a perfect natural man, and to be natural is not to be godly. Jesus said that he that is of the earth is earthy, John 3:31. And Adam was of the earth, therefore he was earthy and not godly. For nothing earthy is godly. Remember, God took Adam's nature from the dirt of the earth. And that nature is known as human nature. As Christians, we call it the flesh. Jesus Christ, the last Adam, was of heaven. Therefore, his nature was heavenly. But the first Adam's nature was of the earth. Therefore, his nature was earthly. We also found how God was able to have fellowship with Adam while Adam lived according to his fleshly nature. It's because Adam's earthy nature was not offensive to God. Because 1 John 3:4 lets us know that where there is no law, there is no sin. No sin. So, Adam had no consciousness of sin or his earthy nature before God because there was no sin to be conscious of, because there was no law to make him conscious of sin. So, everything he did in good conscience. For where there is no law, there is no sin. Another scripture which shows us how God was able to have fellowship with Adam, even while Adam was living according to his earthy nature, is Romans 5:13, where it is written, that sin is not charged against you when there is no law. And before the commandment came, Adam had no law to abide by. There were no restrictions on him, so he could do anything and everything he wanted. And since there was no law, not one sin could have been charged against him. For instance, Adam could have pulled Eve's hair and kicked the animals. He could have even asked God to go home. And since there was no law against this behavior, these acts could not be charged against him as sinful, because Romans 5:13 tells us that sin cannot be charged against you when there is no law. As Christians, all of our sins, past, present, and future, were judged 2,000 years ago in Jesus Christ on the cross. When Jesus became sin for us and suffered the wrath of God to pay the penalty for all sins. Jesus took away all sin. 1 John 3:5 and Hebrews 9:26. And now, for believers, we, like Adam, are not under the law. So sins cannot be charged against us, because the law was abolished at the cross. Colossians 2:14, and the law was taken out of the way for us, Ephesians 2:15. So sin cannot be charged against us. We too have liberty, but We are not to use our liberty for the occasion to act fleshly, but we are to love and serve one another. Remember, Adam wasn't evil for the sake of being evil. He had no consciousness of evil or good. Being an earthy man, he just did what came earthly, innocently. And since there was no law, there was no sin, because sin is the transgression of the law, and there was no law to break or transgress. So God wasn't offended by his earthly nature, nor was Adam ashamed to do anything before God. For at that time, there was no consciousness of sin, because there was no sin to be conscious of. Recall, God created Adam in pure innocence, not righteousness. Remember, righteousness is the divine nature of God which cannot sin. But God created Adam in innocence. Adam was childlike in his awareness. A child will prance stark naked before a king, queen, or president without any shame, because a child has no consciousness of what is acceptable and what is not. Because a little child is ignorant of good and evil, just like Adam was. A child may do anything and no one holds it accountable, because he did it in innocence. Not righteousness, but innocence. Because the child didn't know any better. And Adam was in this state of innocence before God. Adam had no knowledge of good or evil. Whether his earthly lifestyle was acceptable or detestable before God, he could care less, because in his innocence, he was carefree. All he knew was the blissful state of paradise. His innocence was bliss, because ignorance is bliss. He just did whatever came earthly. And since there was no law, he wasn't an offender, nor was he offensive to God. We also discussed how the tree of knowledge was like the law, because the tree of knowledge gave Adam the knowledge of sin, just like the law, because Romans 3:20 says that the law gives the knowledge of sin. So, when Adam ate of the tree of knowledge, did Adam's earthly nature change? No, Adam's nature did not change when he ate of the tree. But his awareness of his nature changed. Adam now saw himself as a natural earthy man in the flesh. Adam's earthly human nature did not change or degenerate into something sinful when he ate of the tree. When Adam ate of the tree of knowledge, it opened his eyes to recognize that he was in the flesh before God. The snake didn't make him evil. And the fruit didn't make him evil, nor did his flesh make him evil. But the knowledge that he was fleshly made him judge himself as evil. Like Paul said, I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus Christ that nothing is unclean of itself. But to him that esteems it to be unclean, then to him it is unclean. Romans 14:14. The knowledge of good and evil made Adam esteem himself as unclean. Therefore he hid himself, as if he had suddenly become unclean. While his nature never changed, only his awareness of himself changed. That's why God asked him, "Who told you you were naked?" He had been naked from the day he was created, and never was aware of it, till he partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and by that knowledge he esteemed his natural earthy state unclean. Remember, Adam did not hide because he ate the fruit. Adam hid because he recognized that he was not godly in his flesh. Again, Adam did not hide because he had a guilty conscience about the fruit. Adam hid because he recognized that in his naked humanity, he was not godly. Adam esteemed his natural state unclean. From the beginning, the flesh was always Adam's state before God. Only Adam was unconscious of it. Adam's fleshly nature was just like yours and mine. We received ours from him, except Adam's did not have the awareness of sin. He didn't have the awareness of his earthliness, of his human nature. And when he did, he was ashamed of his flesh. Like Christians, we are ashamed of our fleshly nature before God, and we try to hide it. Adam's fleshly nature, which today we call human nature, is described throughout the Bible. Romans 7:25 says that the flesh serves the law of sin. And by your own personal experience, you know that your earthly nature serves the law of sin willfully. You found yourself in the dilemma of Romans chapter 7, that the things which you detest, you find yourself doing, because of that little truth of Scripture, that the flesh serves the law of sin. But as a Christian, Romans 8:9 says that you are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if and only if the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. And as Christians, we have the divine nature of Christ living sinless inside us, warring against human nature, the flesh. But Adam had no such strength to help him with his battle against his earthly nature. Adam's nature served the law of sin willfully also. The Scripture proves this. Adam, being just a natural man, had a natural carnal mind. Now, Christians take the word carnal to mean something bad, but the word carnal simply means natural. And Adam, being a natural man, he had a natural or carnal mind. And Romans 8:6 says that to be carnally minded is death. And Adam's carnal mind was no different. When Adam ate of the tree, did he think that he was going to live forever? Not for one moment did Adam think that he was going to live forever. If you could have asked Adam while he had the fruit in his hand, say, Adam, listen, when you eat the fruit which is in your hand, what is going to happen? He would have told you, when I eat of this fruit, I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I shall surely die. Now I know that that serpent said that if I ate of the fruit of the tree, that I shall not surely die. But that's stupid. For I heard God say that in the day that I eat thereof, I shall surely die. Now this serpent over here is lying, and I know he's lying. Remember, 1 Timothy 2:14 says that Adam was not deceived. He had no delusions of becoming like God. He knew the consequences. His carnal mind didn't mind death, for to be carnally minded is death. Remember, God's word says that the carnal mind cannot be made subject unto the law of God. And the word carnal means natural. So Adam's carnal mind, like Romans 8:7 says, could not be made subject unto the law of God. So when the law said not to eat of the tree, it was only a matter of time till Adam's natural mind, which cannot be made subject unto the law of God, would disobey and eat. And when Adam ate of the tree, what did he receive? Death. For to be carnally minded is death. And Adam's carnal mind, even in the face of certain death, was not troubled. Adam was not deceived. He knew that he would surely die if he ate of the fruit. But Adam was in the flesh, and the flesh nature serves the law of sin willfully. Adam was the embodiment of our Adamic nature, the flesh, the old creation, our old man, the flesh, which works for the wages of sin, death. I asked earlier, did God create Adam with a carnal mind? Yes, God did create Adam with a carnal mind. For the word carnal means natural, and God created Adam, a natural man, with a natural or carnal mind. And it ultimately fulfilled its role in God's great plan, death. This is part two of our series, Little Known Facts About Adam. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?